Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
But first, I want to go back in time about a week.
Okay.
City voters went to the polls last Tuesday, said yes to two millage renewals, also said yes to the sale of the Municipal Office Center. Your thoughts on the resounding yes on all three measures, really?
You know, I've never seen a millage renewal go by 80%. It was very humbling, but I think the voters recognize we did something that government doesn't normally do. We did what we said we were going to do, and we delivered on what we committed to do. We increased our police and fire staffing. We've invested in our police and fire department in equipment and manpower. And because of that, you've seen countless lives saved, whether it be in burning buildings or in the icy rivers of the St. Clair River or Black River, where our new dive team, rapid dive team, has literally pulled children out of the water and saved their life. Crime across the city for the last 5 years is down across the board. We are one of the safest communities in Michigan. We did what we said we were going to do. We fulfilled the promises, and I think the voters recognize it. I think the voters also really like the results. They like living in a safer community. They like having a first response team that's world-class and second to none, especially of all our comparable communities. So we thank the voters for their continued trust, and we will be good stewards of the tax dollars, and we will continue to deliver on the expectations that we set forth.
I think the story within the story on the millage renewals is that that freed up some money in your general fund to help pay down some of these unfunded liabilities, which was a big priority of yours over the past few years.
It was, and it wasn't just paying down more. We also worked with our collective bargaining groups to negotiate a savings of more than $86 million of taxpayer money. And so those dollars, for every dollar we save and every dollar we pay down unfunded liabilities, that's a dollar that the next generation has to build their own future. And like I've said before, this is the great moral question of our time. We addressed this issue 4 or 5 years ago. We now have adjoining communities who's bragged about pension funds were 80% funded. Now they're underwater in the 40s. And so, you know, leadership is about recognizing there's a problem. And we recognized our problem early on and took steps to address it. And now the rest of the state and the rest of the county will have to do the same. But unfortunately, they'll be in a much more tougher spot because the tools and the timelines aren't there. So I'm glad we led. We were proactive. We don't let crisis sneak up on us, but we were proactive about it.
Yeah.
Now, as for the sale of the MOC,
yeah.
The voters have given us authorization to sell it. That doesn't mean we're going to sell it tomorrow. We have to do a very strategic and well-thought-out exit from that building. We will never build a new city hall. That'd be a waste of money, and there's no need to do that. There's a few commercial buildings within the city that we could move into relatively cheap and operate just fine. They're more conservative, more appropriate for government. My view from my office is probably one of the most beautiful views in the entire state of Michigan. I overlook the river and the Blue Water Bridge, and I can literally see Lake Huron in the distance. It's stunningly gorgeous, but it's no place for a city manager. It should be in the hands of the private sector, and our waterfront buildings should be economic drivers that create tax base and create jobs for our residents, not government office spaces.
And that's what a lot of the public has been saying for a long time now, and obviously they voted for the moving forward with, you know, a potential sale of that municipal office.
But that means we have to negotiate the highest and best use and also the best possible price.
Well, my question would be, would retrofitting one of these, you know, unnamed buildings that you mentioned, would retrofitting one of those buildings cost more than what you'd get in the sale of the MOC? Is this a break even?
So the answer to your question is it depends on the building. Some yes, some no.
Can you elaborate on what buildings you're looking at?
No. Well, that's a terrible negotiator, Caleb. What am I going to go around and tell the people, hey, we're really interested in your building. Let's negotiate on the radio station. Nope, I can't. But when I identify a building, we'll make sure it's public.
All right. So you're looking at doing that. Obviously, Larry Jones has already submitted or let the public know of his intentions.
Yeah, he pretty much measured the drapes in my office.
Is there anyone else that has?
Yeah, there's a few people. See, here's the thing about the building is, it needs millions and millions of dollars in capital repairs. The parking deck needs a $3 million rehaul. The glass around the building, if you drive by it, the glass looks funny. That's because the seals are broken and there's no R rating. To glass a building like that is millions. And so a lot of people have looked at it And you get two type of developers. One who just think they can buy the building and run it as is and depreciate it. And then next thing you know, you got another fog cutter sitting there. And then there's the credible developer who looks at that building and says, okay, this is a $10 to $12 million project. And so the credible developers take their time, they kick the tires and do a lot of due diligence. And you see a couple of folks doing that now. But again, we've never been authorized to sell it. So how serious can we get in those conversations until the voters approved it? Well, now that the voters have approved it, now we can get really serious on those conversations.
Do you know what the timeline of that might look like?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I really don't. I mean, it could be a year. It could be 3 years. It could be 5 years.
I'm going to speculate here, and correct me if I'm wrong, but is there a scenario where you might sell the building but continue to lease space from the inside of it from whoever buys it for a period of time until you do find the right place?
During transition, maybe. But we wouldn't do that unless we're not going to sell until we have a place to go. Because I think it behooves the taxpayer to make sure that we have a financial plan to transition out of there in a decent space. Not, well, we sold the building, we have no place to go, and now we're leasing it, and we're in hock to a landlord. So I'm not sure that's the position the taxpayers want us to be in.
I think the most expensive part of the move is going to be the police station. Would the police station be co-located with city offices, or would
that's
it be its
plan.
Own standalone?
No, that's the plan.
Okay, it would be co-located where you
yep,
put it.
That's the plan.
Yeah, because that's got to add a decent amount of expense right there.
They do.
I mean, a secure facility for them.
It's a secure facility. You also have interrogation rooms that have highly sophisticated electronics in them. You also have holding rooms and secure entrances. And yeah, it's a complicated and very complex move with the police department. But right now they don't have 24/7 access. And I believe that's vitally important to the community. I think that if somebody needs safe refuge or safe harbor, that their police station should have a 24/7 access that they can rush to for safety. And we don't have that right now.
Another issue I want to talk about, and we're speaking with City Manager James Fried, and we have been following this somewhat closely as developments have been made about our new waste removal, waste haulage thing.
Yep.
We reported earlier this year about the 35% increase in cost that this
which is good compared to the national average is somewhere between 40 and 60.
Yeah. And this is for the next contract period of what, 5 years?
Yep,
starting in June.
Years. Yep.
But the issue is, how is the city going to pay for this? And you have a proposal, and that involves a flat fee.
Yeah,
we're
going to do what essentially every municipality in the state but us does. When I first got here, I found it very rare that we had a 3 mil tax to fund trash pickup. The problem with the 3 mil tax is it doesn't adjust for the actual commodity cost of that service. So what we will do is we're going to eliminate the 3 mil tax and go to a direct fee for service, which will be $285 a year. If you look at comparable communities, Clyde Township is like $360, Marysville is around $250, Fort Gratiot over $200. The difference is between some of our comparable communities, we offer bulk leaf pickup. So you don't have to bag your leaves. We just come by and vacuum up. Most communities don't offer that. And so for the price point, we're actually offering a very good value in the middle of the pack with neighboring comparable communities when it comes to price. But you'll see your property taxes go down by 3 mils, and then you'll just see a flat fee on there. For most folks, it'll be about a wash.
The fee would be added to your property tax bill.
Yep, it'll correct. Be a line item at the bottom.
Okay. So, but basically what I'm hearing then is that if you have a lower value house, you might end up paying more for trash removal. And if you have a higher value house, you would probably end up paying less. Is this equitable?
It's paying your fair share. This is why should someone have to pay more for trash pickup so you have to pay less?
Well, I would counter that saying that why would someone like myself, who might only put out one bag of trash, have to pay the same amount as someone that might put out several.
Well, you're doing that now.
Bags.
I mean, you tit for tat all day long. The issue is to have that truck pull up to your home and to perform a service costs a fixed rate, and that rate should be equitably shared and billed across the city.
So my next question is, why weren't more, I know we couldn't get any more bidders. I know MTERRA was the only bidder to submit the proposal, and I understand that. And you
do
did,
you though?
You did try
do,
to.
Do you? Let's talk about why.
Okay.
So you have the worker shortage. So a lot of these folks, they hire temp workers, especially during bulk leaf pickup. We're one of the few communities that offer bulk leaf pickup. So some of the major firms don't do that. And so you also have equipment lead times. So folks can't even get an equipment. We looked at buying garbage trucks ourselves and getting back into the business. but it would be 2 years before we could get the 5 garbage trucks we need. Plus, I'd have to hire 18 people at least. And I can't even get people to mow the lawns right now. I mean, that was a huge struggle last year to get people to. So the challenges that the private sector are the same challenges the government are facing. There's a worker shortage. There's a rush on commodities like goods and services and vehicles. And it's hard to facilitate contracts.
Now, I think the only thing I'm disappointed in is I would have liked to see that contract broken down. And here's exactly how much just trash will cost. Here's exactly how much, instead of bundling all together, what does it look like separately? And do you remove or reduce some of those services?
We have that number.
What does that number look like?
It depends on the service. So if you look at bulk leaf pickup, you're probably looking at $600,000 to $700,000 a year. You also notice that we limited bulk pickup to just one item a week. That should reduce our tip fees at the dump. Tip fees when I got here were about $57. Now they're north of $70 at the dump per ton. So you have tip fees going up. You have commodity costs going up. So that's pretty much the gist of it.
Yeah. I would have liked to see a couple other options explored as far as, I know that's a big price and I understand why it's gotten a lot more expensive and I understand why only one person wanted to bid on it, but it looks like we only have limited information as far as this contract.
Anyone
goes.
Who would like to see the bid docs is more than happy to pull them.
Let's talk about limited information.
Okay.
Tonight's city council agenda includes limiting public comment from 4 to 3 minutes, among some other changes as far as what is acceptable and not acceptable behavior of people coming up to the podium to do public comments and even of those in the audience observing. What prompted this?
It was a goal of the mayor and council for the last couple of years. We haven't reviewed it in some time. Most municipalities are. If you look at the county did the exact same thing last year. If you look at the 4 minutes, most communities offer 2 to 3 minutes. We're one of the rare communities that offered 4 minutes. In fact, most speakers never even used the 4 minutes. And the reason for that is we want to have a timely and efficient meeting. So in 3 minutes, and remember, you can email your council member, you can call your council member, you can provide written documentation to the clerks beforehand, in addition to your public comment. So folks still have their way, but it's just 1 minute shorter just to make sure the meetings are timely and effective. We get a lot of people there. A lot of people want to have time to speak, and we like to ensure that people get home in a decent hour.
I have some other things I want to talk about. Would you mind sticking around for another 10 minutes or so?
I would mind, but I don't think I have much of an alternative. So I will sit here as a hostage to
Caleb
Gordon.
We're going
to
do a second segment. We have to break for some commercials and news at the top of the hour.
Pay the bills.
We'll be back. Caleb in for Paul, City Manager James Fried in studio, talking about just scratching the surface here on some other hot button topics I want to talk in. I've already gone over my 3 minute limit here. Quick. So good thing I'm not limiting you to 3 minutes.
There you go.
We'll be right back. All right.